Chapter 21. Friday night was that kind of evening in late October that seems like a gift. The insects were mostly gone. The evening was warm, with just a hint of cool. Celeste walked with Duane, holding hands and talking. Ron walked with Mandy, his arm comfortably circling her waist. They were moving slowly, meandering their way back from dinner. Their church was on one of the prettier streets in Hackleburg, and Duane and Mandy's house was two doors down from it. Celeste said, "What will happen if Jack does retire? What will he do? What will you do?" "It's very up in the air," said Duane. "I almost want to say that it's in God's hands, but you know that I don't believe that." "You believe it's up to us," said Celeste. "I agree with you." "Jack would say that we should be not as concerned for him as we should be about what seems a rebuke of the future of the church," said Duane. Mandy was speaking softly because he leaned his head in when she did, and she liked that. It was a good summer for roses. "You have to let me show you one more time when we get back to the house. They are so strong, even for now." Ron smiled and squeezed her waist. "I'd like to see." What she had already shown him was a knockout. She was dedicated to her garden as something that could live on, be passed from priest's wife to priest's wife. This had been Duane's fourth posting. There would be others. "How's your garden?" said Mandy. "Have you had time to make progress?" "Yes," said Ron. "I will be able to plant in the spring. The topsoil is coming tomorrow, and you have to help me design the garden." She smiled for him and almost wanted to kiss him, but squeezed his hand around her waist instead. The four of them sat on the front porch and drank coffee. They talked about the church, and Celeste asked Duane if he had his sermon ready. Mandy giggled. "By Friday night? No chance. We haven't gone through the tearing up of this week's work yet and having our Saturday surprise." Celeste laughed. "Is he really like that?" "No, he's decidedly worse," said Mandy. They all laughed. Ron and Duane knew that they shared impulsivity. It was a bond and created a reason for respect. "I don't feel it sometimes, and it would be awful standing there on Sunday morning trying to say something that I don't feel. Sometimes I get anxious about it." Mandy smiled. "But somehow, when I walk in on Sunday morning, it's all ready." Duane and Mandy exchanged their look. Then Mandy said, "Doesn't Ron ever get nervous about something that he has to deliver?" Ron interjected, "I'm not trying to give the advice of God." Celeste laughed. "You don't think that you are ever writing something that could come out of the mind of a God, Ron?" Her voice was teasing. The girls were laughing. Duane was grinning. Ron was stammering. "Didn't you want to show Celeste those brochures?" said Mandy. "I'm going to take Ron over to the garden." Celeste and Duane huddled under a wicker-shaded outdoor light as he showed her his designs for the new food drives for the holidays. Mandy took Ron to see the garden. She caressed the bushes carefully. She lightly squeezed the stems. "Here. Feel how full these are." Ron, squeeze them for her. They will be so ready to pop in the spring. They talked while she inspected. Yes, she was happy. Yes, she thought at least 2 more years here. They wandered back to the porch. Mandy is going to have some scar tissue adhesions taken out on Monday, said Duane. Celeste and Ron looked concerned. Duane and Mandy smiled. Mandy explained it's a simple thing. Scar tissue from a difficulty I had as a little girl. But after this, I will be able to work the garden so much better. After a little more time, they kissed and shook hands and said goodnight. As they drove home, Celeste missed the bench seats where she could put her head on his shoulder, but instead held the hand that was squeezing her thigh.